Shelley Shepherd Gray joins us by phone tonight. She lives right here in Cincinnati, and her books have been on both the USA Today and the New York Times bestseller lists. Tonight, we're going to talk about her latest book, which is titled A Son's Vow. Shelley, welcome back.
Oh, thank you so much, Barbara.
This is a first book in a new series. So tell us, if you would, the title of the series, the name of the series, and where it's set.
The title of the series is called The Charmed Amish Life. The whole series is set in Charm, Ohio, which is right up in Holmes County, which is the center of Ohio, and it's really the home of, boy, the largest population of the Amish in the world. It's right by Berlin and Sugar Creek and Walnut Creek, which is where I've set several of my past series.
There's more than one couple in A Son's Vow, so let's start with Darla and Lucas.
You know, I really enjoyed setting up this series. The whole series begins 99 days after there's a terrible tragedy at the lumber mill, which the Kinsinger family owns. And the lumber mill employs hundreds of English Mennonite and Amish men and women around the community. And it just so happens that Lucas Kinsinger is the oldest son, and his father had passed away in this accident. And the woman he ends up having a romance with, Darla Kurtz, her father is also one of the victims. I wanted to have just a little bit more conflict when I plotted this story. And so there is just a little bit of intrigue. Darla's father is widely blamed for the accident that took several lives in the community. And because he is not around to take the blame, some people in the community, as a way of dealing with their anger, are kind of taking it out on her and her family. So the novel starts out just like this. Two people that have siblings they're trying to keep track of and are grieving for their parents and are wondering what to do next.
And one of the other characters is Darla's brother, Aaron. How is he reacting in this situation?
You know, unfortunately, Darla's brother is not doing very well. He also is an employee at the lumber mill, and he does not take lightly that people are blaming him, and he's not dealing with his anger very well. He is hurting other people. He's short-tempered with his siblings. He's abusive with his sister. All in all, he is not a very likable character at the beginning of the book. And I did that intentionally, I guess, from my own personal experience. We had some loss in our lives. We've looked back and realized that, you know, we weren't handling things as quite as well as we could have. And so that's kind of where that background of his hurt and anger came from.
I want to switch to your writing process, if we could, because I know we've talked before, but I don't know when you first came to write about the Amish, and how do you actually research their lifestyle?
I go from a different number of angles. A Son's Vow is actually my 30th Amish romance for Avon, and so I approach the research quite a bit differently now than I did back when I first started. When the first couple of books I wrote, I just had lists and lists and lists of notes and kind of bullet points. And I would almost look at those notes and make sure I incorporated things about the Amish in my writing right from the very first draft. Now I try to find more of a theme or a plot line that anyone could relate to, even if they were not Amish. And then I try to figure out how could the Amish handle something. What was interesting about this series is I went up to Charm for a weekend, and there is a very well-known lumber mill there called Kimes Lumber Mill. It's huge. And I based my Kinsinger lumber mill on them. And I got a Mennonite guy to take me on a two-hour tour of all the background and the warehouses of this lumber mill. And something that kind of was fun is he had told me about, oh, yes, you know, sometimes the lumber mill can be a dangerous place. Well, I jumped right on that, and I think I took him a little bit off guard, but I just kept asking him story after story and a lot of what ifs. What if that happened? And he kind of got excited about it, and he started doing some brainstorming with me. And when I left that mill, I knew I had a basis of 4 books.
I do want to ask you about another part of your writing life, which is you recently veered over into mysteries, and I'm wondering if you'll do more of those, or is there any genre that you haven't written in that you want to?
You know, I wrote 3 books set in Chicago that came out, I guess, in 2014, and the last one just came out in November of 2015. And they were all set in 1893 during the Chicago World's Fair with a little bit of mystery. And I loved it just because as much as I enjoy writing about the Amish genre, I'm definitely not Amish. I enjoy the research and just popping myself into another type of character. It doesn't really matter to me who they are as long as I can relate to them. I am still writing historicals. I turn in one about every 8 months. And right now, though, I've switched back to Texas. I had found up in near Sandusky, Ohio, on Lake Erie, there's a place called Johnson Island, and it was a Confederate officer prisoner of war camp. Who knew? I went up there to go check it out, and I decided that would be a great basis for a trilogy of historical novels set in Texas. So it's kind of a basis of a group of men meet during the end of the Civil War. They bond in this prisoner of war camp, and they vow to always look out for each other as they return back to their lives. So it's a set of 3 books set in 3 different cities in Texas. And the first one takes place in Galveston with flashbacks to this prisoner of war camp. And it's called His Loyal Heart. It's a Texas Civil War hero story. I'm really proud of it. It was very fun. I went out to Galveston to do research, which was wonderful. I grew up in Houston, Texas, and so it was a great opportunity to go back and see some friends that I hadn't seen in quite a while and go back to Galveston and check things out there.
It sounds fascinating. I trust you'll be back with us to take us through that series. And thanks so much for visiting with us tonight.
Oh, thank you so much. It's just such a pleasure always to visit with you. Thank you for your time.
I've been talking with Shelley Shepherd Gray about her latest novel, which is titled A Son's Vow. You'll find more information at wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.